For octogenarians and others of an advanced age who suffer from Alzheimer's disease, their most positive memories have often happened between the ages of 10 and 30, and that time period rests somewhere in the 1950s. Lining up with that is the concept of memory towns. One of them is called Town Square, based in Chula Vista, California, outside of San Diego. The town has been designed to include more than a dozen different storefronts, including a diner, a movie theater, a park-like square, and a city hall. Scott Tardy is the chief executive officer of the Glenner Alzheimer's Family Center and a driving force behind Town Square, and he's with me. Scott, you've got a number of participants in just the couple of months you've been doing this. How do you know whether someone is going to have a positive or a negative reaction to this Town Square concept?
You know, I think what ends up being with reminiscence therapy, and this is independent research, not Glenner research, but when you take tangible prompts from people's past, whether that be something as simple as a photograph, or if you have something more elaborate like our environment here, where we actually have an immersive environment with, you know, a 1959 T-Bird and, you know, various storefronts that would be familiar to someone, we know that reminiscence therapy reduces agitation, it improves mood, it improves sleep quality, because you're bringing people typically back to a time and surrounding them with prompts that are favorable to them. So I think when it comes to favorable or not favorable, I think what we end up trying to do is focus on the things that we know are meaningful to that particular participant, and giving them the opportunity to engage fully with those things that would be more positive for them personally.
Is there a structure built in? Do you know how much time each person would benefit from having in the Town Square concept? For some, is it they really get absorbed in it for a while? But is there some sort of training to say, well, this person's going to do an hour a day or whatever it may be?
So the way that it's an excellent question. The way that the program works is that family members drop their loved ones off for 4 to 8 hours per day. So some family members, depending on their own schedules, can come twice a week, three times a week, five times a week. So it really depends, and we're really built to cater to the family caregivers. But of course, we want to make sure that the experience is beneficial and positive for the participant. So I think what it ends up being is a lot of active communication going back and forth between the families and our team to make sure that the experience is consistent with what the family members are looking for, and of course is consistent with what would be beneficial for the participant. But I will tell you that I think that the stimulation ends up being positive in almost every case that we see, because what ends up happening is, you know, this is engagement. This is reducing isolation. This is reducing the time where, you know, participants would not be otherwise engaging with other people and in specialized activities. So we don't hear a lot of pushback or kind of negative response, if that makes sense, mm-hmm. because we're really trying to cater to, you know, what are the needs of the participant and their family.
And Scott, one of the great concerns outside of the loved one's health is, are there enough people who are trained to help them get the most benefit out of this that they can? And as we're seeing more and more people live longer, more and more people hit with dementia or Alzheimer's, there is the concern that are there enough people to care for them, not just as a body, but really care for them in a proper way, and in this case, a very specific way potentially. What can you tell me about that?
Well, I think one of the most exciting things about Town Square and our go-forward plans is that we've partnered at a national level with Senior Helpers, who provides in-home care throughout the country. They actually have 300 locations in 41 states, and we have a strategic partnership with Senior Helpers where they're actually providing the staffing inside of Town Square. So it's a wonderful opportunity to tap into their knowledge and expertise, because they have unique training that they go through with Tipa Snow, who's a national educator on Alzheimer's and other related dementias. And we're able to incorporate the use of Town Square, our professional expertise over the last 3.5 decades, and their caregiver network, professional caregiver network, to really create this experience that is consistent throughout the country as we expand.
Scott, I was wondering about this, because not everyone had the same exact experience, though, as you mentioned, between 10 and 30 years old, there is perhaps a real similar experience. But can this appeal to a broad swath of people? Because there are some who didn't have that sort of traditional Town Square. Can it be made so it's comfortable and familiar for people who didn't actually have that specific experience?
It absolutely can. And the way that we do that, we have participants from a very diverse background. We have Hispanic participants. We have participants that are Filipino, Vietnamese, Chinese. It's fascinating because the team that we have here develops programming that really speaks to the various participants that we serve. So I always look at the storefronts as backdrops. So whether it's in the museum again or the library or we have a sports pub, these are all backdrops for activities to occur in. So we can do them in, you know, multiple languages. We can do various activities that speak to someone's background when the time that they grew up in. And I really truly believe that Town Square is an international model. The numbers are absolutely overwhelming, and we do need to do something that creates options for families that are not only residential options.
Scott Tardy is the Chief Executive Officer of the Glenner Alzheimer's Family Center and a creator of Town Square.